Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week, our first transgressor is the Southern Baptist Convention, which voted 9,400 to 1,200 to reject Saddleback Church's appeal of their expulsion from the denomination for having ordained female pastors. Now, certainly, I think we're all very well aware of the many transgressions that the hateful and other-and-o-phobic church Saddleback has committed over the years due to its conservative evangelical beliefs. Nevertheless, without affirming Rick Warren's Temple of Intolerance, we still must declare the SBC an even greater violator because of its sexist dogma that no women should have pastoral authority over men. Friends, this is a true danger. Not merely because of the way it marginalizes women and even reinforces the unholy gender binary, but even worse is the way the SBC continues its unrepentant belief that the New Testament should be believed. Every enlightened wokeolite knows that men are basically a worthless evolutionary drag on the human race, a sort of vestigial gender whose only value is in donating sperm or competing in women's sports. We've won that battle in our culture. But the only way we have succeeded on this issue is by getting people to ignore their Bibles. If people return to studying that text as if it's to be trusted, literally everything we stand for will be undone. No. The Southern Baptist Convention is wrong for prohibiting female pastors, but its real heresy is continuing to believe in the Bible. And for that, we hurl at them the cursed raspberry of intolerance. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Demi Lovato, who this week has switched back from they-them pronouns to she-her pronouns. Now, in itself, this regression would only have landed her with a charge of misdemeanor backsliding and probably no serious time in a gender re-education camp. Yes, she is falling back into her sinful binary pronouns, but the real issue is why Demi Lovato regressed this way. As she told that renowned scientific journal GQ Hype Spain, "I just got tired. I constantly had to educate people and explain why I identified with those pronouns. It was absolutely exhausting." Oh dear. Of course it's exhausting to continuously deny biology, convention, tradition, and the basic structure of the repressive English language. But did anyone ever give you the impression that walking the narrow path of gender eradication would be easy? And if you succumb to the temptation to take the sluggard's way out, how will all the poor young children of this world muster their courage to deny nature, language, and culture, and affirm their real internal identities? It's literally your job to educate people, Ms. Lovato. Why else do you think we let you have your success and money? As a warning to all the other would-be reverters of the pop culture wokescape, we must teach you a lesson. We find you guilty of first-degree felony backsliding with aggravating factors of sloth and complacency, and sentence you to be dead-named. Let all take heed, betray not thine most holy pronouns. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, a hearty round of safe, non-startling praise for the California Senate, which recently passed a bill that redefines the term infertility to include couples who are unable to reproduce just due to the fact that they're married to partners of the same sex. Observing the mental anguish caused by male-male infertility and female-female infertility, this law would also require insurers to cover in vitro treatments and surrogacy for such couples. Amazement. Here we thought we were living on the vanguard of sexual liberation, but it frankly never even occurred to us that we could finally and fully validate the non-reproductive sexuality of same-sex couples through the miraculous melding of modern science, government fiat, and other people's money. As Democratic State Senator Caroline Menjivar said, this law will, quote, ensure that queer couples no longer have to pay more out of pocket to start families than non-queer families. Finally, we are able to overcome the biological bigotry that has kept gay couples from making babies. And kudos to California for so vividly exposing the unfair, unjust, and unloving heterosexual privilege for what it is. To think that somehow mixed-sex couples should be entitled to make babies when the infertility of same-sex couples prevents them from true equality? Such separate and unequal treatment must not stand. We are our brother's husband's keeper, and we stand with you, California. This is really a modern-day Robin Hood story. Take from the fertile and give to the infertile, because infertility for some is infertility for all. woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, for those who signed up for Thursday's Stand With Dylan Mulvaney Beer Goggles of Sexual Solidarity protest pentathlon, please join us at World of Liquor, where we will harangue those who purchase Modelo Especial beer and shame them into returning their beer dollars to acronym-approved Bud Light. How dare Modelo take advantage of the rainbow-phobic protests and displace Bud Light as the most popular beer in America? We'll show them. Also, sadly, the guest speaker for our presentation this week on how to keep feeling guilty about everything, even if something makes you feel optimistic for just a moment, has had to cancel insufficient carbon offsets. Poor guy. Instead, we will be rewatching season one of The Handmaid's Tale and doing apple cider vinegar shots.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.